Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 2, we finished verses 5 through 8. Dr. Bloom was starting the invitation. So let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Our witness, that is, witnessing the Word of God, must be right. We are not out to produce statistics. Rather, the goal is to see lives transformed. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. You see, there's a changed life. We're not out to win them, we're out to see them changed. Faith in Christ is not a prayer that sounds like magic words. Say these words. It's an incantation. You say this, this makes you saved. It's not even water baptism. It's not church membership. No, salvation is faith in Christ. It's entering a personal relationship where you realize that you're a sinner, that your sin calls for you to go to hell forever, and that Jesus Christ paid your penalty. And now you, as Thomas, are willing to invite him in as your Lord and God, and to trust him totally with your life. Christian, be a conditioned athlete. Play by the rules of God's Word. Get to know God's Word that you may live by it. Be the farmer who labors in the field. Farming is hard work, but on the day of harvest, it will be worth it all. And I believe that harvest day is soon. But let me say this. If you are not saved, if you are not sure, and cannot give a Bible reason why you should go to heaven, if you die today, do you know that you'd go to heaven? Can you really give a Bible reason that you'd go to heaven? Just today, I was talking to a lady that was driving her husband. They got up and they talked and they were going to go to make a doctor's visit. They were talking to each other. He was driving the car and then he just looked at her and said, I'm going to black out. And he did. I was following in the car right behind him. So I found this story. When we opened the door, the guy was dead. He was dead. She got the car stopped, but the man, her husband, was dead. Now, when they were talking that morning before they left out, had no idea that this was his last day, not only last day, but they got in the car, we're talking, this was their last hour. And he was dead. You don't know the day nor the hour, but your time is coming. One thing I can tell you, in 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all that is, should come to repentance, but you must come to repentance. But then he says, but the day of the Lord will come. In 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4, it says of God that he would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. You see, the reason you go to hell is not because of God, it's because we don't receive him. We don't turn to him. See, there's some things that you must know. First of all, if you're going to go to heaven, if you're going to have eternal life, if you're going to be forgiven of your sins, you must know, John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father. That is, no man has eternal life but by me. Jesus is the only way of salvation. Acts 3:19 says, there's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. He did all the work for your salvation. He paid the penalty in full. When he was on the cross, God the Father poured out Oh, his wrath upon the human spirit of Christ. Not just the body, the human spirit of Christ. And he totally satisfied the wrath of God for all our sin. 1 Peter 2:24 says it this way, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. You see, yours is not a work. Rather, yours is a response of faith. You're allowing him to take away sin because his blood cleanses us from all sin, Colossians 1:14 says. This is what we call repentance. It is knowing that you can't remove it, but you allow him to do so. It is a response of faith, trusting that he is God and that his blood is the payment and his bodily resurrection is a guarantee. And you remember that as God in the flesh, he did all that for you. Knowing he did that, believing and willing to commit your life to him, you call upon him to be saved. You see, salvation is not the Baptist way. It's not the Pentecostal way. It's not the Presbyterian way. It's not the Catholic way. It's not the Mormon way. It's not the Hindu way. It's not the Muslim way. Salvation is only his way, God's way. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. And yet, if you come to him, he'll no wise cast you out. Won't you right now, right where you are? You may be driving down the road. You may even want to pull off the side of the road. You may be sitting in your house listening to this. Or you may need to continue driving, but you understand completely what this is about. Then just do this, friend. Number one, admit your need. You're a sinner. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. Romans 3:10 says, there's none righteous, no, not one. None of us deserve to go to heaven. He lets us know in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. That is final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. Yes, my friend, he is the only way. Our sin demands that we go to hell. We can't save ourselves from our sins. Our works will never save us. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 tells us. So be willing to turn from sin. That is, repent. Acts 17:30. God commandeth all men, everywhere, to repent, because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world. And how will he judge it? By that man who died for our sin. Repent understands, I can't take away my sin, but I'm turning to the Lord with the understanding he'll take away my sin. I become his child. I'm giving myself to him. In turn, he becomes my father. He becomes my Lord. He becomes my God. And yes, he will, as a father, he'll chasten you when you're wrong. He'll encourage you when you're right. But you'll be right or wrong according to his word. You'll already know what's right or wrong is by his word. Yours is being willing for him to cleanse you. You believe that Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, he died for every sin you ever have or you ever will commit. That his blood was shed as payment for your sin. And that he was buried. And 3 days later, he arose physically, bodily from the grave. And believe that he's coming again. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That is, the righteousness of Christ has taken your place, the righteousness of Christ making you acceptable to God. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Admit you're a sinner. Be willing for the Lord to cleanse you from sin, believing that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and was buried and rose from the dead. Call upon Him to save you. I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer I'm going to form is not an incantation. They're not magic, hocus-pocus words, rather. They're only words. If you did not mean it from your heart, it would not save you. But if you're willing to enter that personal relationship with Jesus Christ right now, would you bow your head? Would you pray and say, "Dear Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen." Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, the Lord tells you your first command after salvation is to be baptized. Call the pastor of your church, if you go to a Bible preaching church, and tell him of your decision. If you don't go to a Bible preaching church, look in your yellow books or look online and find independent fundamental Baptists in your area. Check to see if they hold to this old King James Bible. See if they're not singing the rock and roll music, and then tell the pastor of the decision that you've made, and he'll help you with the next step. You can contact us. We have on our website, under documents, building blocks. Building blocks will tell you how to grow in your new Christian life. It'll also tell you how to pray, how to read the Bible, how to get more out of it. Just so much about your Christian life. And then there's another booklet on the idea of fellowship, and it'll tell you how to be a good church member and how a church is supposed to operate together in fellowship. And all of that is there free. All you have to do is download it. If you don't have those things, write us and ask for it. We'll be happy to send it to you. But write us and let us know that you've made this decision. It's very important to us. I like to share it with our people on Wednesday nights. Now, I don't read your name, but when somebody asks the Lord to save them, I share that we had one to get saved. And it gives our people a chance to rejoice that the money they're giving to get the gospel out is being used of God. I hope that you'll write us and let us know. Let us know how God is using this broadcast to help you grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, I see that my time is up. I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.